Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
The next round's always presented by our friends at Bud Light, and we're broadcasting from high atop the Blue Lake Center in the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios. Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, Rockstar, and Forrester. I was trying to go by low, by ear here and put this in my this ear. I've always been, my whole TV career, I've always been my right ear.
Why did you change?
I was just trying not to lose my hearing in one ear, so I tried the other one. But you know what? It doesn't work, Rockstar.
It just doesn't fit, does it?
No, you get used to something one way and hearing it one
way. I've always
done
my right.
You know,
me too.
You always been your right.
Rockstar is a single ear guy.
Well, because you got other stuff going on in here.
Yeah, I gotta have two ears.
Okay, on your phone though.
Right ear all the time.
I think I go left ear.
I go left ear.
Yeah,
I'm right ear all the time.
Because I'm doing things with my right hand.
Yeah,
me too.
I never thought people would criticize our headphones as much when we started a video stream. People kill me and Lance for hours.
Well, because you have like half a foot of
Hell are you supposed to do?
Well, no, we're working on that. I think we're going to get...
I'm talking about both of you, though. Like, you don't have much...
No, we're getting that fixed.
People don't understand. We're still not... I mean, I know we've got the most comfortable couch in the world and the kegerator in here for completing the studio, but there's still a couple of more things that are happening down the road, which we still don't have our main camera shot yet.
Yeah, back
here, which is going to be able to push you guys a little further away.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you guys have noticed, the Suez Canal is blocked again earlier this week. So shipping around the world is not as easy.
But yeah. Are you setting me up for something?
No, I'm just saying the back orders.
It's a great time for it. When you need to ship something, what do, LT?
You call our friends at Ship Happens. In today's ever-changing market, your supply chain is a major factor in maintaining and growing relationships with your customers. Safe, on time, and affordable shipments are crucial. With over 20 years combined experience in relationships, Jeff and Griffin at Ship Happens have the ability to get ship done from LTL, van, flatbed, heavy haul, and expedited. Ship Happens is ready to bring a solution to all of your transportation problems. Don't have an accident and ship yourself. Call the guys at Ship Happens, 205-605-8101.
What they're killing me and Lance for is using the Apple headphones that just come with a phone. Like, they assume, because we do this for a living, we'd go out and spend $200 on headphones. I can't find any. I like the sound
better
than this.
I like these better, too, yeah.
And you guys would be shocked at how...
I've had Beats, I've had Bose.
I've had them all.
Yeah, I have, too.
And you would be shocked at how comfortable you become with a sound of a headphone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And just changing it totally screws you up when you do this for a living.
I'll tell you what I like about those headphones when I wear my, you know, wireless AirPods is that it's sort of an open air as well. It's not pumping just out of the centerpiece. It pumps out of the backside as well.
It's just the sound. It sounds right.
Yeah.
I've tried them all, trust me.
Beat you up a little bit because the cord looks really tight.
Yeah.
But that's because you're not where you're going to be. You're going to be closer to where we designed you to be when our new camera comes in, when it gets through the Suez Canal.
That's our problem.
And we didn't know Ship Happens when we ordered this, or we would have done Ship Happens, and we'd be in a lot better place right now.
Yes. The ships are literally stuck.
Yeah. This hour right now being brought to you by our friends at Champy's Chicken. More on Champy's Chicken in a second. I think we're going to have lunch from Champy's Chicken up here on Thursday, hopefully, if I can get Sterling on the phone and get some of their great world-famous tamales and some of their chicken on a stick up here. So we'll be glad to show you guys on Thursday what I've been talking about all the time from our friends at Champy's Chicken, champyschicken.com. A couple of Saturdays now in a row for college football, I've gotten a big tailgate package and enjoyed Champy's Chicken. You can do that too. Poor boys as well, tenders and those full fried chicken plates. You'll want to swing by there on your way to a tailgate, whether it's Friday or Saturday night. Check out champyschicken.com. Brownie's got a story from Rivals that's going to give us percentages of making the playoffs. And LT asked...
And it's an opinion story, by the way. Yeah, there's no mathematical way to do this.
LT asked us who we had confidence in. So I'll be interested to hear where they have an Iowa or Auburn opponent this week, Penn State, because Penn State has a good win on the road in Wisconsin, where they have a team, you know, not named Alabama and Georgia. Because right now, Alabama and Georgia... You know, I don't guess you can say 100%, but they're going to be high 90s for me. You know, I'd probably put them at 95 plus for both of those teams to be in the playoffs. It'll be interesting to see where Rivals puts everyone else, because Ohio State's got a loss, Clemson has a loss, Oklahoma is what they are. Oregon now, how close are they to being a lock? So Rivals.com with a percentage conversation about some playoff contenders.
They put one at 100%, and I am curious, would you two put Alabama at 100% right now?
I would right now.
Well, I mean, you say right now, so to me, I mean, that's an absolute 100%.
Should be absolute.
You
got
to leave the door open. That's why I said above 95%, because they could lose a game and all of a sudden it's not 100%. So.
Okay, your most difficult game now, looking forward, I mean, I can't wait again to see Auburn and Penn State on Saturday night. If Auburn goes into that environment, Bo Nix plays well, then the most difficult game to me, looking on Alabama's schedule now, becomes Auburn.
Yeah, at Jordan-Hare.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Auburn fans have been telling us that all summer long and first couple of weeks. What if they win at Penn State? What are you going to say about Auburn? What if they win at Penn State? Well, you say it looks very different.
It will look very different, but again, you got to win at Penn State first. Watching A&M this past weekend, that A&M team can't beat Alabama. Based on what I've seen from Florida, they can't beat Alabama. LSU's not beating Alabama. Ole Miss is tricky, but that game is in Bryant Denny.
And with the Matt Zenitz report yesterday on Haynes King, I think that's the Texas A&M team Alabama's going to get.
Yeah.
Is the one that's led by Zach Calzada.
Well, you don't want Haynes King first game back to be Alabama.
No, I would not. Unless he's definitely 100%. So 100% Alabama, that's the only team they put 100%. So I'm curious, would either one of you put another team at 100% college football playoff?
I wouldn't put Alabama at 100%.
Right, so you wouldn't?
I would put Alabama at 100%.
But nobody else. No. 75% is Oklahoma. Oklahoma.
Are they second on this list?
They are second on the list at 75%.
So not a lot of belief from Rivals that two SEC teams would get in there. I mean, I would put that very high right now.
Two SEC teams?
Yeah. I don't LT brought up the scenario with Clay, but if it's Alabama, Georgia unbeaten in the SEC championship game, both of those teams are getting in.
Well, you know this. Clemson going undefeated winning the ACC is not getting in over Georgia.
No. Not if they're only losses
to an
unbeaten Alabama.
I think both would get in. But I still feel 75% is about right for Oklahoma.
Yeah, I feel good about that for Oklahoma.
Now, hurting that case, Brown, was Oregon beating Ohio State this weekend, because that left the Pac-12 in play. You almost had this scenario where, with the Pac-12 reputation, if Ohio State had done what they were supposed to do to Oregon, that would have knocked the Pac-12 out of consideration, and Georgia had and Alabama had the chess move against Clemson for both of them to get in. But now, with Oklahoma out there, a Big Ten champion with a different reputation, and Oregon, if they go unbeaten, that complicates getting two SEC teams in.
And I accidentally, before we started this, left an important qualifier out here. These are undefeated teams they're talking about here. They've not addressed the one-loss team. So I'll be curious to see where you guys would place Clemson and Ohio State now. So they've got Alabama at 100%, Oklahoma at 75%, Oregon at 60%. Still undefeated Oregon, with the way the Pac-12 has looked, only at 60%.
I do not feel great about Oregon.
So you would go lower than 60%.
I still think Oregon's going to lose a game, and I think one loss, they're probably out.
Yeah, to me, Oregon, even with that big winner at Ohio State, is playing for that fourth spot still. You know, until Oklahoma, Georgia, and Alabama loses, they're playing for that fourth spot. That's what they're shooting for. I don't think they can climb even over Oklahoma, who doesn't have a win like the one Oregon has.
Yeah, and I think it was a good moment for Oregon. Everything hit right. Anthony Brown doesn't seem like a quarterback that's going to be able to dominate through a 12-game season. And you're already down your best player. I don't know if Thibodeau's coming back. I don't know what that situation is.
I mean, it looked like he was questionable to play Saturday, though, right?
Yeah,
I mean that's the way we were.
He was active on the sideline.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't dressed, but, I mean, he was, you know, swinging a shirt and cheering.
You know, right now, Oklahoma only has one ranked team left on their schedule.
That's right.
I mean, Iowa State is it. It's not exactly a back-breaking schedule remaining for Oklahoma.
But don't you feel like Oklahoma – perception-wise, already had a head start on Oregon and will look different how they beat the Big 12 teams. You could see the Pac-12 and Oregon winning some of these games in a lot more difficult fashion than Oklahoma will in the Big 12 games.
I mean, I think some of these Big 12 teams could sneak into the bottom of the top 25, and we frequently see this with the College Football Playoff Committee, is we talk about it all the time. They'll rank teams low to justify what they have at the top of the rankings.
They backload, yeah.
Right. So, you know, an Oklahoma State, Iowa State will stick in there probably, a Baylor, a TCU, somebody like that could sneak in. But right now, Oklahoma's schedule has got one ranked team left, and it's Iowa State, next to last game of the season. They got Georgia at 50%. So Alabama 100%, Oklahoma 75%, Oregon 60%, Georgia 50%. These are just the undefeated teams.
I think they're wrong here, just based on the fact when you look at Georgia's Georgia's remaining schedule.
Yeah, and go by quality of wins right now. Say what you don't. Nobody thinks Clemson's what they were right now, but that's still a quality win. That's the second best win of the year right now.
You know, and I think it was when Clay, in the middle of that conversation somehow, it just, the light clicked on that as long as Clemson wins out, we're really going to forget about how bad they looked against Georgia.
Yeah.
And if Georgia continues to win
and
out.
And that was a 10-3 game, right?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
They were, and the touchdown was a defensive touchdown. So I think Clemson should be higher than that, and they're not on the list
yet. Well, because they got the one loss.
Georgia should be higher, and I think Clemson probably is higher than 50% too.
I just, you know, DJ Uiagalelei has not played well in two games. I'm assuming they'll get him squared away, but if they do not,
they will.
Okay. I still don't know if they don't who's going to beat them. I know you like Boston College, but they lost their quarterback.
Yeah, Jurkovic's
done for the season, yeah. So you can't like them much anymore. NC State looked very pedestrian in Starkville. I mean, that was a road game that you looked at Clemson and you're like, yeah, right night for NC State, maybe they could pull it off. I mean, I watched them in Starkville. They are a long way from beating Clemson. At least they were Saturday night.
And they've got some injuries. They lost one of the better players in the ACC to an injury down in Starkville.
35%, Penn State and UCLA. Both these teams still undefeated. Penn State obviously gets Auburn this weekend. UCLA is just laying in the weeds right there in the Pac-12.
Not happening.
35%. Well, that's a pretty low percentage. But UCLA, you done what you own the T-shirts.
I do. I own more UCLA shirts than any. Who they play this week? Maybe I'll wear one on Friday, and we'll just end this Chip Kelly talk.
I mean, you could.
Fresno could beat them.
Yeah, I'm taking a look at it.
I mean, Fresno played Oregon pretty well, right?
Oh yeah,
yeah. 30%. They've got Florida. Would you go as low as 30% for Florida?
Okay, hold on. Cody wants to say if UCLA and Oregon play each other, and they're both undefeated when they play, winner get in.
Yes. Because Oregon could be as high as number three. UCLA would be a top 10.
Could play twice, though. If that occurs, they probably play twice.
Then that wouldn't happen. They wouldn't obviously be undefeated.
Well, the worst-case scenario, though, is one wins the regular season, the other one wins, and they both get left out. Florida at 30%.
Not happening.
So you'd go lower than 30% on Florida?
Well, yeah, I asked, speaking of percentages, I asked Luganville, what is the percentage – if 100% is what they were in Atlanta last year, what was this Florida team that Alabama was about to play? And he said offensively less than 50% of what they were last year.
That's about right.
Yeah, and that's a big difference.
They're not using Kyle Pitts anymore. Falcons aren't using him either for some reason. But that is a massive loss. I mean, Kyle Pitts and Kyle Trask, obviously. But even with their two quarterbacks, Kyle Pitts would still be putting up massive numbers. And that was a massive loss.
Some more on that list after LT tells you about the great folks at Gutter Cap. Had an opportunity yesterday to recommend Gutter Cap to some folks. They said, hey, do you guys have a gutter cleaning service? And I said, not only do we have a gutter cleaning service, we have somebody who will clean your gutters and then cap them to where you never have to worry about it again.
Yes, Gutter Cap is a patented aluminum cover system. It fits over most existing gutters to keep out the debris, eliminate the gutter cleaning forever. It's back with that lifetime warranty, almost a 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off the dangerous ladder forever, 45% off the retail price. Call my good friend Chris Stewart now, 205-823-2212, or online, guttercapbirmingham.com. Cap it, don't snap it, Gutter Cap.
Before you finish that list, in the chat room, a college football playoff for him is Bama, Georgia, Oklahoma, and then you can pick anybody else. I don't care, he says.
This next team is pretty doggone low, and they are still undefeated. This is Rivals.com putting a percentage on the undefeated teams of making the playoffs. They got Notre Dame at 20%. And I know they've been far from impressive, but they are still undefeated. And
name brand.
And they're a name brand. They got losable games coming up, though. Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt they're going to drop.
They're going to lose multiple games.
I think probably so.
But see, what hurt them more, and this isn't really fair, you know, Toledo not being a name brand and then Florida State losing to Jack State.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a
bad Saturday.
That is. That's a bad Saturday, but Jack State caught Florida State at a good time.
Of course they did.
And upset them.
Short week coming off emotional loss, a lot of things,
And upset them. Yeah. They deserved the win. They upset them.
And Jack State had a long week. I mean, it was the perfect scenario.
But tougher scenario when Notre Dame was there because of the crowd and the buildup for that game and everything. The players were up for it. And then we told you Toledo would be a challenge. It's one of the better coached teams in America at Toledo. So we knew that was going to be a challenge.
Well,
what does Notre Dame do moving forward?
Well, they've got a challenge this week against Purdue.
Yep.
I mean,
Purdue, 2-0.
Based on the Purdue offense that I've watched thus far, they'll give Notre Dame some problems. Notre Dame's defense, they haven't figured it out under Marcus Freeman yet.
Hey, is this going to be awkward, Drew Brees doing the Notre Dame-Purdue game?
I don't think so. Brees was really, really good.
Yeah, I didn't get to see him.
With Tirico on Peacock this past week. They go to Maine NBC this week.
Right. It's a 1:30 NBC kick, but obviously Drew Brees is maybe the greatest player in Purdue history.
Yeah. Gary Danielson would question you.
Gary would be incorrect.
Yeah, he would be.
But he could.
Right. I don't know. It's a great opportunity, Rockstar.
I don't know. Haven't been able to watch him this year. Has he not been on? Oh, Saturday will be the big game, right?
I like the fact that you're Gary Danielson. You know what your Gary Danielson is? It's your Pam Ward with a scratchy voice. No, you're Beth Mowins. You're Beth Mowins with a scratchy voice.
Coming back from the quarterback.
No, just goes
first down.
But Notre Dame plays Purdue, Wisconsin, Cincinnati, Virginia Tech the next four. There are losses in there.
Yeah, they could easily be 0-2 right now.
Yeah. They've got Michigan at 15%. I didn't see anything out of Michigan. Big group at 5% that includes Texas A&M, Ole Miss, Iowa, Arizona State, Virginia Tech. Anybody jump out of that one for you?
Well, Iowa does, just based on it's only 5%. And we're talking about a team that the defense has been so dominant. Mm-hmm. And you do have a really good running back.
And Rivals is not buying into Auburn's first two wins. They give them a 0% chance.
Mm. Probably did in 2013 and 2004 as well.
Look, I mean, everybody is wait and see right now on Auburn. We'll find out a lot Saturday. And if they go win this game at Penn State, it doesn't mean Auburn's all of a sudden going to be an 11-1 team. There are plenty of difficult games left on this schedule. It's just a great step in the right direction for Brian
Harsin. Again, let's not forget, Penn State lost 5 games last year.
They did, yeah.
Kerry in the chat room says Bob Greasy holding up his 2 Super Bowl rings.
Well, that's in Miami, which I appreciate Bob Greasy for winning those for my Dolphins. Drew Brees is a better college player. Drew Brees is the best Purdue player of all time.
Yeah, Purdue and the Rose Bowl.
I'm in the Rose Bowl. Yeah, I know.
I don't think it's an argument. Just there are some great Purdue players along the way.
Rondell Moore is a fantastic Purdue player.
Rod Woodson. Rod Woodson actually might be better than Drew Brees.
Maybe so.
Yeah. Bob Greasy, by the way, is just, you know, people forget who he was. 2-time Super Bowl champion. Bob Greasy may end up being a better announcer than Drew Brees, but that's going to be close.
I thought Greasy was good. I always liked him as an announcer.
It's going to be close. Yeah. Going to be close. His son's not getting a break on Monday Night Football because he's stuck beside Steve Levy, who apparently has made everybody at ESPN mad. Because they try to counter-program him every week against him. All right, that's the Rivals list there from Brownie. Mike Allstott was a Purdue guy.
Yep.
Thank you, Carson. Allstott, great Buccaneer.
Rockstar, what did...
Allstott was a running back before he was a fullback with your Tampa Bay Bucs.
No, athletic man.
What would Berman do on Allstott when he would get the carry?
We had a very tragic injury.
I got Berman at halftime last night of the Mannings.
Yeah, he was on at halftime,
Hey, that Berman during that time was the best in the business.
Oh, I know. I didn't know how good we had it.
Doing stuff like that right there is just fantastic. Do it again for me, Rocky.
Then we have a tragic injury.
From! Yeah, Michael's not from Purdue. He and TJ, man, I didn't know how good we had it. I missed that.
Yeah, TJ has just disappeared.
I guess so. I think he just retired and he walked away, but... I mean, again, it makes it sound old. Is that sometimes before you, that was some? Sometimes the only time you saw that part of that game.
That's right, and before that was the
before
extended
Sunday
highlights.
Ticket and all that. Yeah,
yeah, the extended highlights. All right, that's from Rivals.com. If you want to go read more of that happening right there, did anybody's social media get taken over last night by women dresses at the Met Gala last night? Did anybody see that?
I was watching game again, local restaurant bar, roommate. That's all she was doing was just like, you know, going through all of the different outfits at the Met. And it's weird. I guess it's an opportunity if you've got a ton of money and you've got access to dress completely odd and wear something you would never wear anywhere else.
Yeah, I'm actually alarmed by how much of it I saw. I'm going to have to call some people I follow that it showed up in my timeline that much on during Monday Night Football.
Tell it was set up when the Manning brothers asked Russell Wilson about Sierra and where she was. But her dress.
Well, she was wearing Russell's
dress. Spot
number.
On. It was great.
Was probably a $200, $250,000 designer dress, by the way.
Yeah. But it had his jersey design from the Super Bowl, and I thought it was a good look. The sparkle stuff was probably all diamonds, right?
She might have had the best looking dress that I saw. Now, I only saw the weird ones.
Yeah. Well, Madonna's daughter looked really good.
I didn't see her.
I didn't see that one.
She has some
arm hair or underarm hair.
Yes.
Rockstar, just pull some of them. There was a dude that was, he looked like the Gimp from Pulp Fiction.
Well, do it on the other side when we get to Trash on the Table. Trash with LT coming up on the other side. We'll do that. And look at the Met dresses last night. Now, Billie Eilish looked pretty good as well.
What a tease on this. We're going to look at the Met dresses
What in the hell?
Yeah, what is that? Who is that, Rockstar?
It's the shadow. It's the shadow.
You're not seeing anything. I don't know.
I mean, what if that was your Tinder date?
I mean, somebody is in.
Are you going the other way?
I mean, my gosh, who would wear that?
Hi, my name is Ninja. Nice meeting you.
You know, the funniest thing of the Mannings are, is at least the funniest thing
it's
to
Kim
me.
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, that's Kim Kardashian? No, she would never cover her face.
I'm sure she took that off.
Listen, I can tell backside that ain't Kardashian.
Yeah. Well, that's why the black is very slimming.
It ain't that slimming.
Yeah.
She's got two pot roasts back there.
And then the cape. It's very distractive.
It is.
Yeah, it's a shadow. It's just a silhouette.
Sometimes. Oh, and you know she'd get pissed if somebody stood on that thing.
When we come back, we'll do Trash with LT, part of our show being brought to you by Truck Works. If you're looking for a new career, Truck Works is the place to check out right now on their website, truckworks.com, truckworks.com. It's Truck Works with an X. You hit the Join Our Team tab to find the jobs. They've got openings in sales, management, service techs, deliveries, and a lot more. All levels of experience right now with Truck Works. If you don't know what Truck Works is, it's Alabama and Mississippi's premier commercial truck dealer. And they're hiring right now. Even people like Clay Helton could get a job right now at Truck Works. 13 locations, Alabama, Mississippi, and the Florida Panhandle. Check them out online right now at truckworks.com.
Follow the Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.
How do you know you're in a community, not just a town? Well, strangers smile as they walk by. They refill your coffee without you asking. And when you ask directions, people offer to walk you there. Communities give more. The way you know when you walk into First Bank that you are in a real community bank. Great products, direct access to your local bankers, and relationships that can last a lifetime. Don't just have an account. Have a community with First Bank. Member FDIC.
Buying a house is stressful. Selling a home is stressful. It's an emotional process leaving your home where you raised your family and moving to the home of your dreams. You need a realtor to help you buy with confidence and sell with success. That realtor is Holly Mack Wilson. She is an experienced realtor who often gets her clients' homes sold quickly and usually for more than asking price. Call Holly Mack Wilson and let her help you buy with confidence and sell with success. 205-901-9446. That's 205-901-9446. Holly Mack Wilson, a Keller Williams Tuscaloosa realtor.
Authentic, mouth-watering Louisiana cuisine prepared fresh from scratch. That's what you get at Walk-On's. And now mix in the best atmosphere to watch live sports. Add that elite-level beer selection, and you've got a winner just off Highway 280 and 119. Happy hour at Walk-On's is 2 to 6 Monday through Friday. $5 moonshine swirls, $5 house pours, and half-price appetizers. Download the Walk-On's mobile app for an easy take-home experience for the family. It's game day with a taste of Louisiana at Walk-On's.
Did you know 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer? September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and the expert urologists at Urology Centers of Alabama are leading the way in diagnosing and treating men with prostate cancer. Early detection is the key to survival. Guys, if you're over 50, it's time to have your PSA levels checked. It only requires a simple blood test and physical exam. With 13 convenient locations, making an appointment is a no-brainer. Visit UrologyCentersAlabama.com or call 205-930-0920. Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Gutter Cap. Gutter Cap's that patented aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters to keep out debris and eliminate that gutter cleaning. It's back with a lifetime warranty, almost 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off that dangerous ladder forever. 45% off the retail price now if you call guttercapbirmingham.com. Call my good friend Chris Stewart now, 205-823-2212. Cap it, don't snap it, it's Gutter Cap.
Those big home games are coming, and you need the game day gear from the Pants Store. Game day polos from Cutter and Buck, Antigua and Taylor and Mick. Every guy loves a great hat. The Pants Store has all the hats. Yeti coolers, cups, Huggies, plus sunglass brands for men and women. Ray-Ban, Costa, and Gooder. See everything at PantsStore.com, including ladies' game day fashion in smocked waist shorts, skirts, skorts, booties, and bodysuits. All this at five locations of the Pants Store in Crestline, Leeds, Trustful, Tuscaloosa, Huntsville, and online at PantsStore.com.
Nothing to do tonight. Want to bet? It's nonstop gaming action at the Birmingham Racecourse Casino. You'll find the latest and greatest games featuring fun bonuses and big jackpots. Wager and win on horse and greyhound races from all over the world. And try your luck on our popular sports parlay promotion. Don't miss your chance to win at the Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Located off I-459, exit 31. Must be 21 or older.
If you owe back taxes and are looking for a way out, I've got the answer. This is Jim Dunaway, and I've seen what ignoring IRS tax problems can do. There is hope, and it starts by calling my friend Perry Cronin with Axiom Tax Resolution Group. Let me explain two things. One, the IRS is starting to take the gloves off again post-pandemic. That means they are getting more aggressive with their collection efforts. Don't fall victim to liens and garnishments. Call Perry Cronin today. The second thing is this. Don't call some national 1-800 number. This is too important for you to be just some other number. Perry and his daughter Teresa Cronin are tax professionals right in our area. You'll meet with them face-to-face, and they'll give you a free consultation. Call 205-872-1100. That's 205-872-1100. Or the website, 205tax.com. Perry Cronin can show you there's hope when dealing with the IRS. Visit 205tax.com.
Next round rolling on. We'll look at those Met Gala dresses in just a second. But first, every Monday, we ask you to send us images from your football weekend, and we choose from those. A lot of tough choices this week because a number of you made the trip to Tallahassee as Jack State fans or watched the Gamecocks pull the upset. But the winner of our New Life Art giveaway this week is actually an NFL game up in Nashville. Forrester, if you'll pull it up, there's B. Rich and friends up there with Derrick Henry. Now, is that a Derrick Henry cutout outside the stadium, or is that really Derrick Henry?
He's got a pole in his ass. It better be.
Yeah.
Pre-game ritual, man.
Yeah, that's Derrick Henry up there. That's not really Derrick Henry, though. So we just
gave it
to a cutout. I thought it was really Derrick Henry. Thought he was leaned up against the fence.
I know he's a tough guy, but my God.
Derrick, we're going to need you to stand here.
That's why he played so bad.
Sit still.
So B. Rich is the winner this week of our New Life Art Image of the Weekend giveaway.
Hey, New Life Art bringing you memorable sports moments by Daniel A. Moore for over 40 years. 1-800-735-2787 for more information or check out his incredible work today. Go to danielmooreart.com.
Okay, everyone says that was Kim Kardashian. Do you have more dresses, rock star, that we want to take a look at from the gala last night, the Metropolitan Museum of Arts gala? Beautiful dress there.
That's fantastic.
That's Rihanna right there.
God, that looks hot.
Yep.
I mean, not like
on the quilt behind
her. Yeah. Not like good hot.
No, it's like a Reese's peanut butter cup is shriveled up in that wrapping.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Who I could do that. Yeah. That's Hailee Steinfeld.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like her at all.
Yep.
Camila Cabello. Some guy.
Shawn Mendes trying to do his best Mick Jagger.
He lost his shirt.
That is Shawn Mendes? I never thought he was that cut up.
Yeah. Kristen Stewart looks like she forgot the party was going on.
Yep.
Little Nas X.
That is a lot to carry around.
Is that Little Nas X in the dress?
It's a big robe.
You know, there's a lot of rotating doors in New York because obviously the temperature. And I think you would get through a rotating door.
Oh, look at that.
Who is that, Rockstar? Scroll back up. The real Iron Man.
That looks like an extra from Coming to America.
It really does.
Yep. I mean, does Does a peacock walk by that and say,
"Wait, who we got here?
They're showing me up here."
Yes. Lance, that's okay. Olivia Rodrigo.
I feel guilty now. I think she's 18.
Little young.
Yeah. Yeah. Simone Biles in a marshmallow, I guess.
That's Simone Biles?
Yep.
How about that?
Well, if she got anxious on the balance beam, coming up those stairs in that dress.
How's J-Lo? Still got it.
Unbelievable. Yeah. J-Lo. Paul, go back to J-Lo for a second.
Okay, literally he legs, does. Carrie Underwood, or J-Lo?
But that's a tight race.
Yeah.
Yep. Who's that old boy? Looks like he's about to paint my house.
That Timothy kid Chalamet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, not bad. Beautiful night there at the gala. Well, we are, look, is that a Marilyn Monroe tribute from Billie Eilish?
Looks like it.
Yeah.
I got to be
first
honest.
First time I've never seen her in anything but black.
So this is when the weirdo comes out of the weirdo.
Who is that wearing a dress?
Francis boy, Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson?
Okay. And girls think he is actually a good-looking dude.
Oh, he's had some nice-looking young ladies. All right.
The gala last night. Will we ever be invited to
that? I don't want to go. No. They can invite me every year running, and I'll never go.
I would disappoint. I guess
book
you could wear
2023, we are there.
I'm never going to do it.
Dunaway could wear his Raiders of the Lost Ark glasses with your shirt from yesterday. They'd be like, damn, look at this guy. He's cutting edge.
Who are you wearing? The PGA Pro Shop. Sales rack. All right. Time with Trash with LT is brought to you by the great folks at Mortgage Right. Hit it, Rockstar.
Thank you very much for this, for giving me this. And I appreciate my fans also. My wife and my girlfriend. I'm so sorry, my wife.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
Hey, it's the American dream to buy your own home, and Mortgage Right wants to make that dream a reality with branches across the country. Mortgage Right has all of the resources of a nationwide organization while maintaining the charm of a local lender. Mortgage Right makes home buying simple. If you're looking for a quick and caring mortgage experience, Mortgage Right is your go-to lender. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR today to get started. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. Brown, I know you're going to love this. All things pumpkin flavor coming to Trader Joe's this fall, just right up the road from
us. You do like the pumpkin flavor.
My wife buys these cookies. I don't even know how to describe them.
Pumpkin flavored?
Well, they are pumpkin flavored, Rockstar, but it's like it. I can't even describe them, but it's got a little cream in the middle. I love them.
I'll tell you, the first few here sound good. Right. Pumpkin bagels, I could do that.
Yep, I'd try that. Toasted with some butter on it, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Pumpkin cream cheese, I could do that.
Yep, absolutely, on the pumpkin bagel.
Pumpkin waffles?
Yeah.
I could do that.
I think I've had that, actually.
Pumpkin Greek yogurt? I could do that.
Yeah, I'll try it. Yeah.
I mean, pumpkin oats? I could do it.
Yeah, probably so.
Pumpkin ice cream? I'm in.
You've tried it?
I said I would try it.
Yeah. This is where it gets a little weird.
Okay.
I'm a big hummus fan, but pumpkin hummus doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, we'll pass.
You would do pumpkin ice cream before you would pumpkin hummus?
Yeah. I like my hummus
which is
spicy.
Just smashed up black-eyed peas.
Yeah, but that's more of the salty treat to the sweet.
Yeah.
The pumpkin.
Think of chickpeas you're thinking of.
Can I tell you, we have
black-eyed peas. Is that the way it is?
We have bad hummus.
Mud puddle.
No, they do black-eyed pea hummus, too.
Yeah.
Do they really?
They absolutely do. If not, we'll start it tomorrow. Yeah. Just, yeah. Right.
Just so you can be correct. So. I'm going to look it up.
Somebody black-eyed pea hummus. We sometimes do pumpkin instead of potatoes, roasted pumpkin squares.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that sounds good too.
But little sea salt, little
my pumpkin
black pepper,
and hummus, no. Pumpkin Alfredo sauce, I'm out. And pumpkin butter, I could do pumpkin butter.
There are recipes for black IP hummus.
Thank you.
I don't know that you can buy it in a store. I think you just make it.
It's all over the place.
I mean, there's a dude that eats a guy's foot tonight somewhere in the world, okay?
Y'all need to get off
out of your gated communities occasionally and go eat with the rest of us.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys some pieces of good advice.
All right.
You can be the ripest, juiciest peach there is, and there will still be people who don't like peaches.
That is true.
That's a great advice.
I don't know how you don't like peaches, though. They are fantastic.
Here's
one of the
best
fruits.
Hating someone is like drinking poison yourself and waiting until it kills them.
Yep.
Yeah, there's some truth to that.
Oh, there is. And again, I don't know. Brown, I don't think you hate anyone.
I try not to.
Dunaway, you only hate a few. I only hate one.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't want to get too deep in this.
I mean, hate is a strong word.
It is a strong word.
I really
don't
know if you hate anybody or not.
I don't know if I do either or not. It's really a fleeting moment when I do.
But can I make the point here, Lance, without getting too deep? that your hate for him, I think, has allowed him to occupy a lot of your mind over the years.
No, really, right. It only comes up in things like this.
Right, yeah, but it comes up frequently.
Every day.
Yeah, it's almost every day on the show it comes up. Yeah.
Popcorn. It's like, that son of a...
he's a lousy bastard.
I know a lot of people don't like him, but...
But it's like in the chat room, you'll occasionally see people that are complaining about their rivals or saying this about their rivals or this. You're like... Yeah. Why do you care so much about the other team?
Yeah, I can't let it go.
Yeah, I know you can, but I guess my point is, look what we're doing. Who knows what he's doing? We've won. We won.
I guarantee he's miserable.
He was bad to all. Well, there you go. You're not miserable. You're having fun in life.
Here's another good piece of advice. Comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah, that's another thing that will eat up all your time. If you're always looking at what somebody else has, you don't appreciate what you've got.
Oh, I got to go to the Bahamas, but... He got to go to Greece.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right. You've always loved Greece, haven't you?
Santorini, that's where you want to go.
Okay, another piece of good advice. Be nice to all of your coworkers. You never know who will become your boss one day.
100% true.
And the final good piece of advice. Don't make permanent decisions on temporary emotions.
True. I got to buy a car.
Dudley, you're a little bit of an impulse buyer. You are.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel as though you've done that before?
Oh, I've done that, yeah. Told that story a couple of times about the Suzuki Samurai.
That's right, yeah.
Didn't test drive it, just bought it.
Because I was drove it with the emergency brake all the way.
Yeah, well, the four-wheel drive was locked in the hubs all the way from Lexington, Kentucky to Panama City Beach, Florida.
Can you imagine how hot?
Going through the Smokies, going downhill, won't get over 60.
You listen to 38 Special the whole time.
Just blaring.
Caught up in you, man.
That soft top going.
The first time you stopped to buy gas, did you not smell something burning?
Yeah, I was not getting the gas mileage that was on the sticker either. That was still on the window because I hadn't had time to peel it off. Probably should have test drove that thing.
Yeah, probably.
Probably wouldn't have bought it.
I don't even know if I believe this next story, Rocky, but Max Oliver is still working on a lobster boat at the age of 78. That's pretty incredible, right?
Is that the...
When he'll finally get done with it.
Is that the guy from the TV, the reality
catch?
Deadliest Catch?
This is just the main lobster guy. Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Age 78.
78 is impressive, right?
That is impressive.
If you think that's astounding, it's nothing compared to his crewmate. She's 101 years old. It's Virginia Oliver, Max's mother.
Wow. How about that?
Still climbs onto the ship 3 days a week from May to November to try to catch lobsters off the coast of Maine. Now, together, mother and son work as a tandem, doing one of the most hazardous jobs in the country. Max hauls the traps from the water while Virginia measures their catches, keeping the large lobsters, releasing the ones that are too small. For her, this is by second nature. She's been lobstering off and on since she was 7 or 8, right before the Great Depression.
Wow.
Before.
She went on to tell the Boston Globe, quote, "It's not hard work for me. It might be for somebody else, but not for me." Now, Virginia shows no signs of slowing down and has no plans of retiring from lobstering. And for anyone who asks how much longer she plans on doing it, she says, quote, "Until I die, and I don't know when that will be."
Just think about that, Brown. If you got that same kind of effort from Nick Saban, that'd be 30 more years of him coaching at Alabama.
That would be
31
pretty remarkable,
more years,
wouldn't it? Yeah. Do you think it was hard to sell lobster during the Great Depression?
Yeah, that's a little bit of a delicacy.
Yeah, I would imagine.
A plane carrying 134 people made an emergency landing in Austria when one of its passengers refused to leave the toilet.
The toilet?
Yes. According to Belgian aviation site, aviation24.b, local police said passenger locked himself in the toilet shortly after takeoff. The captain of the air flight, WK371, finally decided to land in Graz around 1:15 p.m. to deal with the situation. Once the plane landed, the man finally let himself out of the toilet without giving any explanation for his behavior. Nothing suspicious was found in his luggage. The man had to continue the final stretch by train once the plane could take off again following the unusual flight delay. Why not just leave him in there?
Yeah, what's the problem?
Well, you think he's got a bomb or something like that?
You come out of there, or we're going to turn this plane around. I promise you.
How upset are you if you're in that plane?
I'd be mad.
If he's got a bomb, there's really nothing you can do at that point.
That's
anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I'd throw both of my peanuts at him.
Black eyed peanuts.
I eat 4.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine opening that bathroom door going, whoo?
Yeah.
Sorry,
I'm scarily nervous.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
He did have a bomb. Yeah. And it's not what we thought. Yeah.
I think we are blown away by these new studies. How about this one? A sting from a bee on your manhood has the potential to enlarge it permanently. This according to a new study by researchers.
Potential.
Would you like to work on this team?
Dunaway.
How do you test this one?
Now, according to a recent study, this method was used by the royals of the ancient Egypt to permanently enlarge their manhoods.
Well, now, dedication the Egyptian, to the craft.
Who discovered the method from the old Egyptian scripts made curious science. Scientists want to know how it is possible. Now, a small study was conducted on 9 volunteers, different ethnicities.
Volunteers.
3 Asians, 3 Africans, and 3 Europeans.
Rockstar, get away from that hornet's nest again.
I'm trying, man.
John Corona, the leader of the bee sting to the manhood research, said he is
incorporated.
Still shocked by the results.
I'm going to need one more on this side over here.
Now, John says his volunteers are all happy. Quote, only one African volunteer is having a hard time because his girl is now scared of his much bigger manhood, end quote.
What a great problem to have, huh? She's scared. Put it away. Put it away.
The gross size varies person by person, but believe me, some of the guys doubled up in length and girth, according to John.
Believe
now, the team said they are now working on whether they can extract whatever substance that causes this permanent reaction from bees so it can be sold over the counter.
We'll be doing commercials for them at some point, I am sure.
I hope they got a big budget.
Not me. I'm exclusive. That is Trash with LT brought to you by.
Hey, there is no place like home, and nobody knows that better than Mortgage Right. With locations nationwide, they are the perfect matchmaker to connect you with the home of your dreams. Mortgage Right's team of skilled professionals, they've got the skills and knowledge to move you in with confidence. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR to start your home buying journey today. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the only job where you come home, Rockstar, and the wife says, do you have a hard day at work? And he said, yes. And you say that in a good voice, a happy voice.
But yes, you know, they pay these participants of studies a certain amount of money. I mean, what would it cost to put your junk in a hornet's nest?
An infinite. There are not enough commas.
Yeah. Not something I'd want to volunteer to.
No. The whole volunteer part of that is what's fascinating.
Yeah. All right.
Sure, I'll do it.
Much more college football with Chris Doering at the top of the hour. He'll start hour number 4. Then we'll hear from Brian Harsin, our on-campus drive-thru. And then a special month ahead as we try to educate everyone watching us about a medical, really emergency that goes on this time of year. You need to pay attention in the final hour of the show right here on the next round.
Follow LT on Twitter at The Lance Taylor.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the next round. Major situation the other day, basement and garage flooded. So who did I call? Our friends at DryTech Water Restoration. Call them today, 205-637-0143. They were at my house within an hour. They will always respond quickly, and they answer the phone, 205-637-0143. They work for the customer, not the insurance company. No ties to any insurance companies. Go online, mydrytech.com. That's mydrytech.com, or call 205-637-0143.
Banking isn't just about your money. It's about you. It's about getting help with what you need when you need it. AmFirst was founded for members just like you, and they've been putting those members first since 1936. Putting you first means services that grow and change with the times to serve you better. Now, every bank has their own app, but that's just it. It's theirs, not yours. The AmFirst app was made for you, so it's easy to pay bills, deposit checks, or transfer money to friends and family from anywhere. You can even customize the app, which means you can personalize your dashboard, create usage alerts, and redeem points for rewards that will make you feel like the number one priority you are. And you can do it all on your own time. So what are you waiting for? Get the app made for you from AmFirst. Visit any AmFirst location or amfirst.org today. That's amfirst.org, America's first federal credit union. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the next round. I'm absolutely loving my Alfa Romeo Stelvio that I've been in for months now. And right now, you can get up to $3,500 bonus cash plus 1.9% financing for 72 months on the all-new 2021 Alfa Romeo Giulias and the Stelvios in Alfa Romeo of Birmingham. Come experience the passion and performance of Alfa Romeo. Alfa Romeo USA of Birmingham.com, 1837 Grants Mill Road, exit 27, right off of I-459.
Authentic mouth-watering Louisiana cuisine prepared fresh from scratch. That's what you get at Walk-On's. And now mix in the best atmosphere to watch live sports. Add that elite-level beer selection, and you've got a winner just off Highway 280 and 119. Happy hour at Walk-On's is 2 to 6 Monday through Friday. $5 moonshine swirls, $5 house pours, and half-price appetizers. Download the Walk-On's mobile app for an easy take-home experience for the family. It's game day with a taste of Louisiana at Walk-On's. The Double Down Media podcast family is live and full of content for all ages. The Mystery Fifth Hour gives the Next Round host a chance to talk about everything but sports. Pour a glass of Bama and bourbon, our weekly college football conversation while sipping some of the most interesting pours in the bourbon world. And our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call. LT takes off the gloves for an in-depth conversation with stars like Taylor Hicks, presented by Redmond Vodka. Find those podcasts and more by searching The Next Round on Apple, Spotify, and on our website, nextroundlive.com.
For your next round of residential and commercial termite protection, pest prevention, mosquito control, and lawn care services, do what my family does and trust Wayne's. Ryan Brown here from The Next Round. Wayne's may be headquartered here in Birmingham, but they're serving more than 100,000 families and businesses across SEC country, from Tuscaloosa to Auburn and Nashville to Knoxville. And right now, get started with their EnviroPest service for $60 off when you use the code TNR. Get started by calling 866-WAYNES-1, and don't forget the code TNR for $60 off your initial EnviroPest service.
Did you know 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer? September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and the expert urologists at Urology Centers of Alabama are leading the way in diagnosing and treating men with prostate cancer. Early detection is the key to survival. Guys, if you're over 50, it's time to have your PSA levels checked. It only requires a simple blood test and physical exam. With 13 convenient locations, making an appointment is a no-brainer. Visit UrologyCentersAlabama.com or call 205-930-0920.
For your next round of residential and commercial termite protection, pest prevention, mosquito control, and lawn care services, do what my family does and trust Wayne's. Ryan Brown here from The Next Round. Wayne's may be headquartered here in Birmingham, but they're serving more than 100,000 families and businesses across SEC country, from Tuscaloosa to Auburn and Nashville to Knoxville. And right now, get started with their EnviroPest service for $60 off when you use the code TNR. Get started by calling 866-WAYNES-1, and don't forget the code TNR for $60 off your initial EnviroPest service.
This hour of the show being brought to you by the great folks at Champy's Chicken, right on 119 in Alabaster, perfect for tailgating. Big high school football game there this week. Hewitt and Thompson. Thompson, number 5 in the country, I think, by Max Preps. Number 5 in the country, one of the best high school football teams in the country. But Hewitt this week, a lot of people think this could be one of the tougher games Thompson plays this year. Pick up the tailgate food at Champy's Chicken. Also, if you're going to watch Alabama, Auburn, or UAB at home anytime, champyschicken.com. They bring you this hour of the show every day. USC fired Clay Helton. The interim is Dante Williams, not Graham Harrell. The buyout's going to be a little over $10 million. More on that in a second. JT Daniels improving. According to Kirby Smart, was throwing pregame this past week before they beat down UAB. So JT could play as they are a 32-point favorite against South Carolina. We told you yesterday, Zach Calzado takes over Texas A&M because Haynes King, it ends up he has a fracture in his ankle. Texas has named Casey Thompson their quarterback moving forward. And I really would like to see one thing taken away from the Southeastern Conference, what that is after LT tells us about our friends at Hemp Hill.
You know, Hemp Hill is my go-to for all things heating and cooling. Hemp Hill Services has been serving Birmingham since 1954. They're who Birmingham trusts. They're who I trust to do the job right and at a fair price. Hemp Hill Services, independent trained dealer. They service all makes and models. I've had them out to the house twice over the last couple of months. AC unit went down. They were there the very same day. Professional, courteous. Had the water heater go out. They were there same day. Professional, courteous. That's how they operate. For all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, do what I do. Call Hemp Hill Services. Hard to stop a train. Do it now. Call 205-229-2090.
Listen, I don't understand why we're doing this. It's not a deterrent, right? And I'm sure the money goes to a good place, but we fined Arkansas $100,000 for rushing the field the other night. And I'm sure we find Auburn back during the kick 6 days and such like that. the money, I'm sure, goes somewhere and helps out something like a scholarship fund or something. But why are we still finding people? It's not a deterrent. I know, didn't we start it because it was a safety thing? We were trying to prevent this from happening.
Yeah, it's not a deterrent. And by the way, I don't think the SEC needs the money.
You wouldn't think, no. You would think the SEC could handle things with the money they got coming in. I do think the money goes to charity, to answer your question. I don't think it has deterred people from rushing the field.
Oh, without a doubt it hasn't. They made it on the field at Arkansas. They do anytime there's a big game in basketball. I guess we don't see it as much in baseball or such, but it becomes such a sports center moment when it happens. There's no amount of money that keeps them off, and you see Arkansas fans who are instantly trying to start, hey, I'll donate $5. I'll do this. I'll do that. And they'll keep it happen. I do understand we've lost some audio in some of our streams here. We're trying to get that back up for you as soon as possible.
I got to ask you the question, though, is the horns down going to be a penalty or a fine in the SEC?
Well, I hope not.
Because it is, obviously, in the Big 12, but Texas runs the Big 12. I don't know if you saw this at the end of the game. Arkansas literally had it on their video boards.
Yeah. I don't understand why it was purple and white. The one I saw was purple and white.
I know. I'm with you on that.
Should have been flat up the Texas orange.
But Arkansas had it on their boards, had the horns down. And I just immediately thought, boy, in the Big 12, this would be – that Arkansas would get a penalty potentially for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a penalty in the Big 12. It's a taunting penalty.
That was the joke because there was three of them up on the big screen, the one I saw, and somebody joked that Arkansas has got 45 yards of penalties to start the next game. With the horns down. I hope the SEC doesn't do that because
I don't think they will.
Yeah, I think so either because I don't think Texas is going to have as much universal power.
I agree.
As they had in the Big 12.
Yeah, I mean, they were running the Big 12, which is why it became a taunting penalty. Like, literally, you can get 15 yards for doing the horns down. Now, look, if in the SEC, I'm sure if you walk up to a Texas player and you put the horns down right in his face, that's going to be a 15-yard penalty.
That's right.
And it's not about the horns down. It's the fact that that's literal taunting.
Yeah, that's like me turning and spiking a ball in front of you.
Right. But if I'm on the sidelines and I'm just doing the horns down, I hope it's not a 15-yard penalty.
Hey, so I've still got a active stake bet with you that Texas A&M, when they announced they were coming to the SEC, I think it was 2027.
Yeah, all the way through 2027 to be in Atlanta.
Yeah.
They don't even have to win it.
Do you think Texas gets to Atlanta by 2030?
Oh.
It's amazing that you've got a pause, though. You know, you think about it.
Texas to Atlanta by 2030.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think they will, but, I mean, you've got a pause, and just based on that program.
The first question I'm going to ask, if we're doing this geographically,
is
Alabama and Georgia going to be in the same division? Because if Alabama and Georgia's in the same division, odds just went up for Texas.
Well, they did, but Texas is going to be there with Oklahoma, and Texas can't beat Oklahoma.
Yeah, they beat them sometimes. They just don't beat them twice.
Yeah.
Which they've had to do in the past because of the Big 12 championship. But they beat them in the regular season sometimes. So if Alabama and Texas are in the same division, or you know the pods are compared and that's how they get to Atlanta, whatever we're going to do in the future, then I think their chances are way down. But if Alabama and Georgia is placed in the other one and it's Texas, Oklahoma, LSU, Texas A&M, I think Texas has a shot to get there by 2030.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think. I mean, Oklahoma would obviously be the alpha there.
It
and A&M and LSU.
But 8 years
LSU.
Is a long time. I mean, 8 years is a long time to go through different cycles, coaches to leave. You never know.
The other important part of that would be, you know, where are they going to be aligned as far as a division? The other thing is it going to work out for Sark? And if it works out for Sark, yeah, they've got a good shot. If it doesn't, then you've got to reset again.
Right.
And, boy, that's become the problem at places like USC, but really at Florida State, where they're already wanting another reset, and it's like 2 years and bring in another coach. You'll never have success doing that. All right, the sound back up. No, the kegerator didn't cause it, though. It may have. That may be what we blame it on, Andrew.
It did blow up, at least. You're still alive.
Before I ask a couple of questions from the chat room, including Heath's got a good one about the opening at USC, tell me about Michelson as they now start looking with clear eyes for a new coach.
Well, think about it. If you're looking up at a scoreboard, you're out at a local SEC stadium, and you have to squint to see the score, you might have a problem. Call our friends at Michelson Laser Vision, 205-969-8100, located UAB Highlands, Free consultation. I went in almost 20 years ago. I now have 2015 vision, better than 2020. Dr. Mark Michelson truly changed my life. Could possibly do the same for you. Call today. Dr. Mark Michelson, Dr. Jen Michelson, 205-969-8100 or online, michelsonlaservision.com, and make sure you tell them the next round sent you.
Keith says, LT, why would USC not look at Hugh Freeze? By the way, Liberty will be in the top 25 by the time they come to Birmingham.
I like Hugh Freeze a lot. Everywhere he has gone, he's had success. He's got a little bit of baggage. Doesn't bother me. I just don't think with USC's culture, they're going to go with another hillbilly.
Wow. Another one? Who's the other one?
Clay Helton.
I've never heard him sound like a hillbilly.
Well, I think...
He's folksy.
I think you're saying that's the way Los Angeles.
Yeah, I think that's the way they perceive him, right?
Yeah, we don't perceive Hugh Freeze.
But Hugh Freeze is the guy that that can eat corn through a picket fence.
Yeah, I could not imagine Hugh Freeze in L.A. I would have to agree with Lance. It does seem like a weird fit.
Hard to get a big bass fishing recruit there in Southern California.
Absolutely.
But he's
a great coach. I mean, look, I think Hugh Freeze could do a really good job there. Yeah. And they need somebody that will bend the rules a little bit.
We approach the top of the hour again. Chris Doering joins us from the SEC Network when the next round returns after this.
Follow Brownie on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown Live.